and welcore to Geek Lore Radio. Happy New Year to everyone. We hope you all had a good 2015. With me tonight, I have Matt.
Sup.
Darren.
Sup.
Stephanie.
Hello.
Michael.
My dog.
And my name is Dan. I don't know if I said that. Yes, I'm Dan.
It's Dawn.
You're my concho.
Like I said, I hope you all had a good 2015 and hope your 2016 is off to a good start. However, it can't be that good if your life decisions led you here tonight. Ouch.
Yeah, no, right?
I like the good direction of the writing.
Darren gets writing
control. Before we get this shit show started, I like it. Let's do a quick review of our favorite things to come out of 2015.
Well, we're starting off with our best of already.
Yep, we're going straight into it.
Okay.
This is what happens
when
I get control of writing it, and then I have to do disgusting amounts of statistics homework. I need to do 5 assignments tonight. It's terrible. Anywho, best game of 20 anticipated.
Oh, anticipated? You're not going to go with best?
No, let's go with best of 15 first.
Oh, best of 15.
What was your favorite game from 2015 first?
I went with a game, actually. It's not the game that I'm...
Wait, before we start talking about games.
Yeah, do your thing.
actually, I totally should say this. I work for Blizzard Entertainment.
I also work for Blizzard Entertainment.
She does, too. So all of our opinions are our own and not those of our company.
They are not related in any way.
They do not represent any opinions of Blizzard Entertainment. That being said... That being said, my best game of the year... again, this is my own... This is personal. But I chose Heroes of the Storm as my favorite because... not because I think that it was like the best game made this year, because there were a lot of really good games made this year. It was the one that I played by far the most of.
I thought the official launch was last year.
No, official launch was 2015.
There's a lot of games I forgot came out in 2015. Yeah. 2015 was a long fucking year.
Statistically, it's pretty much as long as every year.
Wrong. It was twice as long.
Had not launched in 2015, then it would not have been my favorite game of the year.
All right. Mike, unplug your microphone and plug it back in.
God damn it.
Hold on. Now unplug your microphone and plug it back in.
All right.
Mm.
Yeah. It seems to always do this. Like, better right now? After I already took care of it. It's probably better now. Yeah, Heroes of the Storm, that's it. Favorite game. Played a lot of. Honorable mention to Rocket League. I didn't spend a lot of time with it, but goddamn, was it fun.
Yeah. Matt, favorite game of 2015?
Bloodborne, 100%.
All right. Darren?
I'm going to go with Grand Theft Auto 5 for the PC.
That's also a good one.
All right.
Very good choice.
Ori and the Blind Forest.
Really?
It's good, isn't it?
It's good. I'm liking it a lot. I'm at the fucking tree part. I'm still
are you at the end of
you're
tree?
Still at the tree
no,
part?
Boss.
How is that the favorite part of the game? You've only played 5 minutes.
Because I like the story. I like the music. I love the character. I love the layout, the design. I like the blood as a platformer. The reason why Boat is my favorite, because it's the one that makes me most emotional. I'm just like, every time I can't beat it, I'm just raging. I'm like, God!
So your fourth quarter conversion on Ori, I mean, because when you think about it, you only had it for like maybe a few days. Before the
and
end
she's only 10 minutes into the game. It's the intro boss.
I feel better about saying Rocket League is my honorable mention because that's about the same amount of time I have with that one.
Well, see, I
God
like.
Damn, it's good.
Yeah, Rocket League is fun. I like it. But I'm so used to playing in the past year a lot of like first person shooters, a lot of like you said, Heroes of the Storm, Rust. I really like it. Kind of it gives me that nostalgic feeling because, like I said, the last time I've ever played a platformer was Donkey Kong Country. So having that platformer design and solving puzzles, it encourages me mentally and it also affects me emotionally. Where I'm just like, you son of a bitch! Why can't I fight? I know how to do it.
So it's just
I
like
know
any
how
of
to
us
do
masturbating.
It. It's just a matter of doing it. Like sometimes I just miss that one little jump and I'm like.
Yeah, I remember the first night you were playing that, and we got the joys of you growling at your at your microphone.
Oh, you haven't gotten to the end of the tree yet.
Nope, I'm stuck on the tree. I'm working on the
you'll
tree.
You'll be in there in a while. You'll be in there in a while.
Maybe.
You'll be in there for a while, in the tree part of the tree. You're not going to get out of the tree.
I'm in the water where the water keeps getting me, and I'm just like,
Oh, as it's coming up?
Yeah, that's the part I'm in.
That's like the longest tree
it's
I have ever fucking seen.
Freaking, it took me forever. I've gone close a couple of times, and that's when I just raged quit. I was like, I'm done! I'm done!
That's the part I'm talking about. There's another part like that, too. It's fun.
Awful.
I went with Witcher 3.
Witcher 3?
Witcher 3. Hmm. It's a great game.
I haven't played enough of it. There's just been a lot of stuff this year.
Yeah. I've been listening to the soundtrack for Axiom Verge recently, and that makes me want to play the game.
Oh, dude, that's honestly, if it was like best platformer or best indie game, it would be probably a mix between either Axiom Verge or Ori. They're both amazing.
Hi, Ishmishmish.
Crypt of the Necrodancer. I've been hearing really good things about that recently.
It's good. It's good in doses because the game is very RNG. Yeah. It reminds me of Bindings of Isaac, where you can get items just right off the bat that will make you OP as shit, or you'll not get any items.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Who's OP? And why is he as shit?
OP, overpowered.
Got it. So next we're going to go to your best movie of 2015.
So did anyone choose anything that wasn't Mad Max?
No.
No?
I don't.
Because I thought about when I picked this thing, I was like, I could do that thing where I want to do different than everyone, but everyone's just going to choose Mad Max because, spoiler alert, it was the best movie.
Because if you picked it, if you decided to say anything else just for conversation, we'd all know you're a fucking liar.
Star Wars.
Star Wars is my number two.
It was up there.
Actually, no, you know what? I honestly, off the top of my head, can't remember everything I saw last year, but I still
there was a lot of movies.
Probably not my number two. It might be my number three. But
I was tasked to figure out what I liked in 2015,
came out, Ant-Man
but
came
I was
out.
Too busy learning
I
about Genghis Khan.
But it beats Avengers.
Avengers was crap. Yeah. Krampus came out. Yeah. There was quite a few. There's a bunch of movies
good.
I didn't see.
It's all right. We started at 8:30. You didn't miss that much.
Yeah, no. You missed all of
them.
Yeah, we started pretty late.
We're bad.
Oh my gosh! You know what came out in 2015 that I absolutely love that everybody's gonna hate that I'm gonna say this?
Is it a movie?
50 Shades of
Grey. Jurassic World.
We'll discuss that in a little bit.
I like that.
So
we don't. We don't.
Was that your movie of the year?
Yeah, I really.
We don't. We don't hate you.
Hey! Hold on. We have a section for that.
Okay.
We will discuss all about the wrong things with movies.
We don't hate your opinion for it. We just
hate you.
Look down on it.
Well, fuck you. And
anywho,
I don't have to acknowledge or respect your opinion one bit.
All right.
No, I'm gonna get Velociraptors to eat you.
I saw Inside
point.
Out the other day, by the way, Ish. It was all right.
Okay.
Not bad.
So I didn't put this down because I didn't see it in the I didn't register it in the message I got. But off the top of your head, best TV show of 2015.
Daredevil.
Oh man.
I'm also gonna say Daredevil.
Yeah, I'd have to agree on Daredevil.
I don't watch TV,
so you don't count.
So I didn't finish Daredevil.
Oh God! Oh, you know what else?
But I need to.
Into the Badlands. That's a good one too.
Is that a zombie one?
No, it's based in a far ahead future, but it kind of they don't have like automatic weapons like guns and stuff, and it's about it's really hard to explain in under like 5 minutes, but you just gotta watch it. Have you seen Bunraku?
Nope.
Okay.
Is it on Netflix?
No, it's on AMC. It's only 6 episodes in. It's about this guy who is basically a killer, and he's really good at killing, and he does a great job killing, but he listens to he's kind of reminds me of like a plantation owner. I can't think of what they call him.
His slaves?
No, he's not a slave. He's not a slave.
A colonel? Whisperer?
But... You stay because this particular person like takes care of you. You're an orphan. He's an orphan. He has nowhere to go. And they said, okay, just kill for me. Be loyal to me,
he's
and I will take good
servant.
Care of you. And he is, and he's an indentured servant for sure. And then just shit happens. Lots of really good corny fight scenes. It's really good.
Okay.
Honestly,
so,
like,
I can't. My description does not do it justice. But if you've seen Bunraku and you like that movie, then definitely go watch Into the Badlands.
Man. There's a lot of TV shows this year, but none that really like stood out in my head.
Daredevil?
I didn't finish it.
That's your own fucking fault. How'd you like the bit of it you saw?
Had I not finished it, it would have been like Daredevil's really fucking good. It probably would have been. I finished Man in the High Castle. I finished,
We saw a lot of shows this year.
Yeah. You know what? Just the prop statement that shows probably.
No. I saw the first episode and I wanted to.
The first few episodes was like, it was funny. I laughed.
I wanted to die.
I laughed at a few parts. Alright, so.
I guess the show that I watched the most this year is probably Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
That's a good show.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it is.
Give me.
Yeah, I think it's a really good show.
Blow on that. Yeah.
But I wouldn't say Bunraku is my favorite. It's definitely honorable mention. But,
yay, Static.
Daredevil is the best. You need
so,
to finish watching it, Mike.
News story?
I just threw it in.
Yeah,
cases.
No. That wasn't like questioning it. I was trying to remember funny news stories I've had this year. And there's just been so many things that have just made me shake my head that off the top of my head, I can't think of any.
Yeah, same
thing. I don't know how it would still be there because I legitimately muted my microphone.
How do you guys not remember the suicidal robot bear from Japan?
It was fake.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we found out it was fake.
Oh.
The only big like news things that I could think of were very fucking tragic and would seal my ticket.
Wait,
to
hold
hell
on,
if I were
hold on. We do
that.
Have the speaking of robots. We do have the America versus Japan robot fight. That was announced.
That was announced, but that's I'll care when it happens.
It's supposed to happen this year, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Hopeful news for 2000.
It's the microphone ish. Unfortunately, it's shitting out on us.
Do you want to know my first news story of 2015 was? The fact that fucking Jurassic World actually got beat out by another movie for fucking top-grossing movie, because Jurassic World should not have been the top-grossing movie of that year.
Honestly,
just saying.
Biggest news thing that happened that I thought was probably the funniest was the Fappening. I thought that was hilarious.
Was that 15?
I think it's beginning in 2015.
Yeah, that was 2015.
Was it? That was like January or February. Fappening was hilarious.
I think where they did everything they possibly could to like
get rid of internet.
See,
yeah.
Take pictures, and that didn't stop anyone.
Yeah.
No.
All right, so from you didn't have to go looking; they were everywhere.
I did have to go looking.
Really? Oh, because they removed them.
They were fucking removing it everywhere.
Oh, the celebrity nudes—is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The Fappening.
The
Fappening.
It was.
All right, so
I'm not gonna lie; I totally looked. I was like,
oh hell yeah, I looked.
Let's get some ScarJo up in here.
I was kind of let down by him, to be honest. You know, naked selfies.
Oh my god, they're people.
Naked selfies are just not. They're not flattering pictures, generally.
Yeah.
And apparently, I think Benedict Cumberbatch's penis was put on the internet for a while there, too.
Aw, Benedict Cumberbatch?
You're muted. So, yeah, how bad is it?
It's speaking of him, I watched the...
We'll have to do a check.
I'll bring my mic.
I watched the voice acting he did for Smaug. Like, I watched a video a couple weeks ago of, like, him doing all the voice stuff. But they basically, like, put him on a giant rug, and he basically got to crawl around and just act how he did. And he looked like a stripper on his knees.
He did.
It was weird. It was really fucking weird. And now I know who that Cumberbatch guy is. Every time he makes a story.
No, now we're going to go to the worst game of 2015.
Worst?
What was your least favorite game? And I'm going to go ahead and say you do not have to have had to play it. What game just made you angry? Just the existence
of
it. You cannot choose Depression Quest, because that's not a game.
I don't know if it was released this year, but you know what game just irritates the shit out of me? Is that stupid fucking pigeon boyfriend one.
That was released this year.
Boyfriend.
Hatful Boyfriend.
That was pretty bad.
Does it have to be a 2015 game or a game I played this year in 2015?
No, 2015 release.
Fuck. Because I have a game that I played a game this year that was one of the most awful games I've ever played, but it's from like 1990. But
no, that doesn't count.
Did we like Black Boat Flash? I can't remember if that guy was a douche or not.
He wrote the story about fucking the sheep.
Oh yeah, I think it was cool.
Anyway, I
welcome
would like
back
to mention
Black
this just because
Black
it is on my mind and I just need to talk shit about it. I got around to playing Castlevania 2: Simon's Quest. Fuck that game. Fuck that game right in its asshole.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like it.
No.
You know what? I didn't play it, but I would just say that I'm probably just mostly bummed out about it, about how what people have been saying about Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5.
Just that it was unplayably buggy?
Well, there have been really, like, a lot of people have said that it's really bad, and, like, that bums me out.
Well, I don't think that genre of game is something people are interested in today. People don't remember that, like... Games were not the same.
Skateboards anymore. It's all about the mechanical segues.
When I get drunk at my mom's place.
It's not the fact that it's people that don't understand skating or don't skate anymore. It's that, like, it's people, it's like, it's the internet, it's people I've talked to, it's, like, people I listen to the podcast that have been covering games forever that are just like, this is not pro skater. And it's not, what they've said is, it's not that it's that the game is, like, it's different and they don't like it because it's different. It's that it's, they're trying to be old Tony Hawk, and it's just not.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem why you can never be old Tony Hawk is because the old Tony Hawk was set in a time where there had a lot of stuff going for it. For example, one of the most Dan, you played a lot of the original Tony Hawk, right?
All of them, yes.
One of the most memorable parts of I remember me playing Tony Hawk and Tony Hawk 2 was the soundtrack.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Ska's fucking not dead, but not that many people listen to it. It's not really big. And same thing with punk. Punk has changed so much.
All right, I'm going to fix this right now. Move that away. Send that away.
Yeah.
That whole microphone. You give yours to him.
Yeah.
You give yours to him, and you two share.
We're going to share these.
No, you to him. We're going to rotate. Mid-show, it's the intermission. While there's actually a break where we can get back to the topic at hand, Darren, least favorite game of 2015?
I'm going to go with the game I actually played, and it's... I'm giving this title not because it was a bad game, just because the community just isn't there anymore. Hardline.
Yeah, that was a pretty big letdown because there's nobody plays it.
There's like all like three servers, and it's the same map over and over again, the same game mode. It killed it for me.
Yeah. Are there more people playing Battlefield 4?
Yes.
Wow.
There are way more people playing 4. It really is. My game that made me most angry was Ark.
Why?
Because it is 100% a ripoff of Rust, down to the idea of with dinosaurs on there, was taken from a straw poll from Rust. Early or late 2014, Rust was like, hey, we're thinking about doing an NPC. What would you guys love to see? And there was like
dinosaurs.
Robots, aliens, mutants, dinosaurs, and dinosaurs got voted. And then suddenly, fucking 4 months later, out comes Ark, which looks like a ripoff of Rust, and it has dinosaurs.
Black Whiplash, I would also like to point out that they made SimCity, the new one. So don't say it's the worst EA game or nastiest EA game. There's plenty.
Buck nasty.
Hardline was a great game if you actually gave it a chance and looked at it as what it was. It was not Battlefield 5 or the replacement for the Battlefield series. It was like Bad Company or any of the other offshoot games. I enjoyed the fuck out of Hardline.
I absolutely loved the game. I'm just disappointed that
it's the only Battlefield.
There's no community. Yeah, that sucks.
It's the only Battlefield game where you could legitimately do a drive-by.
Yeah.
And it was a blast. Different game, not for everybody, but I enjoyed it. Also, the cities were pretty fun.
Oh, I actually wrote this down. I forgot to mention it. Because I did most disappointed. I didn't do most disappointed game. I just did like the thing I was most disappointed in general for 2015. Everything involving Payday 2 really bummed me out. That sucks.
I was actually going to mention that.
I used to really look forward to like new Payday DLC, and now I just don't care at all. I'd be like, oh, new Payday shit? Whatever. Payday 3. We'll see. So, anyways.
You're going to buy Payday 3?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
I would lose so much like honor in my eyes for you. All right. Worst movie. 2015. Let's
Jurassic World.
Fuck you.
Jurassic World.
Fuck you.
Sorry. Jurassic World was a close second. Chappie. Worst movie 2015.
What? You didn't like D'Antwoord the movie?
It was terrible. Yeah, I loved D'Antwoord. And they ruined that fucking... No, sorry. Ninja ruined that fucking movie.
I put Chappie on because I realized that, like, there weren't... Maybe I just got lucky. There weren't a lot of, like, bad movies I saw this year. But the one that stood out was Chappie. And it's not that it was a bad... It wasn't that it was a terrible movie in my eyes. I was just really disappointed in it.
Didn't Ninja Turtles come out last year?
No.
We didn't see that one. The one that we saw was the year before. We learned.
Yep.
We learned.
I got it. Cinderella. Talk about predictable. It was the exact same story. Nothing new, no twist, nothing like Maleficent where you kind of saw the other side.
Yeah, but
it was
Maleficent's
Cinderella.
Twist didn't help that movie.
Yeah, Maleficent I liked
still
it.
Sucked.
Shut up.
No. Did it have murderous mice?
No.
Guys,
I want you to notice an ongoing theme when it comes to Stephanie and movies here.
Is I like everything they don't. No, that's not true. I love Mad Max.
Yeah, well, that's because everybody loves that movie. You can't help but not like that movie.
Yeah.
But you're like, oh, yeah, Jurassic World and fucking Maleficent. Yeah, those were great movies. No, they weren't.
Cinderella, I love fairy tales.
Cinderella.
Obviously, because I've got like a billion of them.
Being a fat piece of shit, I will agree with you because of the track record of other live-action Disney movies they've made recently, like Maleficent.
But I will say, I am excited for 2016's Jungle Book. I saw the first trailer.
Going ahead? Wait, no, we already talked about... No, we haven't. Nope. We're still on 15.
Okay.
We will eventually get to 16.
Well, 2015, yeah. Cinderella was disappointing. It wasn't that it was bad. It wasn't that it wasn't entertaining. It's good for little kids.
I wonder if,
it's just the exact story taken from book, putting on screen, everything's predictable, nothing special.
I wonder if...
It was not the same as the one from the book, because in the book, the stepsisters cut off their toes.
Okay, not the OG book. I'm talking about
It should go with the
original.
Well, see, Tales of Storm said, I love Maleficent.
We
Jurassic
know where you
World.
Got it from.
That
it's her fault.
So much sense.
Ooh, I got a good one.
So much sense.
I got a good one. Okay, speaking of just like Disney stuff, if you want to see a live-action Disney movie...
Song of the South?
Yeah, you already beat me to it. Fuck. I was like,
I just knew.
Yeah,
I was like, Matt.
South look like?
Matt going with something about Disney, probably going to be racist and something they would never do. Song of the South.
They might.
No, they won't.
Hey, never say never.
So that's from Splash Mountain.
If Trump becomes president and they need to appease the emperor, you might get Song of the South, the live action movie.
Yeah, it's true. All right, so. I'm not even going to touch worst TV of 2015 because we didn't watch enough TV to know what the worst TV was.
Whatever Real Housewives of fill in the blank.
Reality
is the
end.
Probably the worst fucking thing ever. But
okay, so let's do most anticipated game of 2016.
Overwatch.
Overwatch.
I want to go with The Division.
Division.
Division. Yeah, that's the other one. That's
still
going.
Overwatch.
But I
see, I'm not anticipating Overwatch because I've already played Overwatch. I haven't been waiting. Oh, you know what? No, more than Division. Apparently, Star Citizen is supposed to come out this year. Yeah.
I'll believe that one when I see it.
Yeah.
But, I need a release date, and then maybe we'll talk.
Yeah, we're praying. The Persistent Alpha is supposed to go up soon.
If Rust actually gets released this year, I'd be pretty excited.
No, it won't. It will not be released this year.
I will tell you this. When April 12th hits, I'm going to disappear for like 6 months.
Dark Souls 3, we know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, so we got the answers for the game. Let's go with most anticipated movie.
I wouldn't say it's most.
I'm going to go with Warcraft.
Yeah, I'm excited about that, but nope. I can't help it.
Want to throw
I'm
a couple
biased.
More out there? That's the one I'm
no,
most excited for?
No, you get to choose one.
All right, fine.
I'm going with Deadpool.
Deadpool is another one.
I'm excited.
I'm way
for
more interested in seeing Deadpool than I am Warcraft.
Captain America Civil War.
God, there's so many good movies out.
After
I can't,
Age of
I can't
Ultron, I'm kind of concerned.
It's different director. It's the guy who did. It's the people who did Winter Soldier, and the Winter Soldier is by far the best Marvel movie they've made. And same director.
I did think it was kind of cheesy in the thing where he's like, "I got to help Bucky because he's my friend." He's like, "He used to be my friend," and it's like, "Wow, that just happened."
Well, yeah, because Captain America's side comes off. They actually kind of come off as the douchey side. Iron
it's because in Age of Ultron, the whole time they made Iron Man look like a douche, and now they're going to do the other side.
Yeah.
Well, it's anyways. Same director who did Winter Soldier is doing another Captain America movie, so I'm excited for that because Winter Soldier.
It's going to be the Bucky Brodown.
But it's Captain America that's not Bucky Brodown. That's not the one I'm most excited for. You guys have already mentioned other movies I'm also really excited for.
Yeah. All right.
Oh yeah, Rogue One. Rogue One. Ish said it. Rogue One. Man, I'm more excited. You know what? I'll say this. I'm not excited for Rogue One. I'm more excited to see more out of Rogue One. Like, I'm more curious to, like, let's get a trailer, see what it kind of looks like first, see if I have reason to be excited for Rogue One. That's what I want before I can say I'm excited.
There's the new Star Trek movie coming out. That's pretty exciting.
No, that looks like
no,
shit.
No, that looks like shit.
I'm so excited. I still like
it. No, it looks so fucking bad.
But
Simon Pegg, who wrote the movie, said that trailer was bad.
But I will say,
well, he said that the movie would not be anything like that trailer because that was money, people.
Rogue One's the freaking Star Wars No Famous People, right?
Yeah,
but I will say
I am excited. I get that same excited feeling in my body as the first time I played the first Battlefront.
We're not going into this again.
No, I know.
We talked about
this
last time.
I know. I'm just putting that out there.
Oh,
like,
surprise, surprise! Tesla Storm's looking forward to Star Trek as well.
The first Star Trek reboot sucked. The second Star Trek reboot sucked.
Wrong.
The third one's
wrong.
Gonna fucking
I feel
suck.
Like
gone,
you're wrong.
They've gone. I think they started on a high note with Star Trek.
No.
Into Darkness was like. Eh.
No.
They tried way too hard to be Wrath of Khan.
I heard,
and then this third one looks like they're trying to be an action
The way
movie.
They win the day is by asking Spock, who already beat Khan, how to beat Khan. Really?
That's the second one.
That's shitty writing. The first one sucked, too.
I liked it.
The first one was good.
I think you guys are wrong. But I will say, my most anticipated, like, there's a lot of good ones that are coming out, but I would say anticipation-wise, I'm excited to see Suicide Squad. I really want to see how they interact all these villains together, and I'm really kind of interested to see, like, how are they going to do the boomerang guy? Like, he's
the
kind
racist?
Of super racist.
If DC movies,
like, how are they going to get away with that?
Well, they're probably going to do what all
well,
comic books do.
Well, the only DC universe that does something for you.
I don't know. I think this might redeem DC. I think if they do it, they could do it right. They could do it really well.
Man,
but they could also do it really
DC
wrong.
The DC fan said,
"Keep it down, man.
Might
you don't
got to
scream."
That's great. That's
also,
static again? How could there possibly be static again? The mic's unplugged.
Yeah, it's got to be coming from.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm curious to see a trailer for Assassin's Creed.
That's a movie.
So let's go with the least anticipated of 2016.
What's that? Who's that?
Magneto from X-Men First Class.
Least excited 2016. Go
movie.
Yes.
I don't fucking know.
Fucking Angry Bird.
The Emoji Movie. If that's 2016, the Emoji Movie.
Yeah, you have Rust open right now, don't you?
No.
Oh. That can't be Rust.
No,
I don't know what it is.
Oh. Is the Emoji Movie coming out next year?
I don't think so.
I have
looking,
no idea.
I don't see it.
No. Least excited, Batman versus Superman, followed by Jumanji.
They're redoing Jumanji?
Wait, what?
Yes, they're redoing Jumanji.
The only way Jumanji will go from the worst movie to the best movie of the year is if they roll the dice, all of a sudden something comes up, and it's like blah, 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 something rhymes, and then the walking, rotting corpse of Robin Williams comes out and starts attacking him.
So
yeah, we found out which one is doing the static sound.
Oh.
What Dan said, Batman.
Ow. Sorry to all the listeners who just felt that painful pop in 3, 2, 1, go.
Batman versus Superman looks like a flaming, like, nuclear hot pile of fucking garbage. That movie looks awful.
You should be able to plug back in.
I was wrong. Ow. It's muted
by
and
the way,
all the way down, and it still exploded my ears.
By the way,
audio difficulties are real.
You know that they're probably going to make a video game for that, right?
Yeah, probably.
Swap out the microphones. Everyone gets to hear us troubleshoot here. Grab
nice.
That microphone and plug it into that one.
Is this still happening?
Yeah.
We will have an intermission.
Wait, hold on.
Dun,
let
dun,
it go.
Dun, 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 dun,
take your hand
dun,
off
dun,
the
dun,
thing.
Dun, 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 song of the South. That's a song from Splash Mountain.
Which oh, I know right. Which one you're
so we're
going
to have to replace that microphone. Dun, 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 dun. So pop it out. And throw in the Samson one. Ow! Again. Fuck.
You
where's that coming from?
It's every time he unplugs it, but for some reason the mute is not overriding that.
It's probably got a background.
Yeah, that's what I imagine. That's generally what static comes from, is a short.
Yeah.
So, So my least was Jumanji and Batman versus Stupid. I mean, Superman. Did we get everybody else's out? Besides the troubleshooters, you got to screw it in
first.
You got to screw it in first.
I'll put money on it that says there's going to be a Batman versus Superman game.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm not.
No, actually, I don't think so.
I'll see it. I'm not.
They didn't make a Superman.
Anticipated.
They didn't make a Superman game over the last Superman movie.
No.
So
the company that would make it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. So I guess we should move away from this crap since we're already half an hour into the show.
Yeah.
And go into actual news.
Yeah. Let's do this.
We're going to television. This is all news to me because I didn't write the rundown today. Thank you, Darren, for writing it. Television. We don't need disclaimers for television, right? Nope. We're good.
Yeah.
Marvel's Daredevil Season 2 has a release date, and they may just have slapped DC in the face while doing so. Season 2 will release on March 25th, the same day as Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, suck
guess what I'm doing on the day Batman and Superman come out?
Watching Marvel?
Watching
Daredevil?
Well, no, it's brilliant because, one, you have people that, like, don't get – that like. Maybe half cared about Batman vs. Superman that are like, oh shit, there's a new fucking Daredevil season out. Or there's the people like, I'm going to go see Batman vs. Superman anyway, but I'm still going to watch Daredevil because that show's pretty fucking baller and they can watch it whenever they want.
Show is so good.
You mean Batman slash Superman
for the love of God,
yep.
Go
Wonder
see
Woman.
It.
It's not the microphone, it might be the cable.
Ow.
Maybe.
It's all the cables. They're all going bad.
Always bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do some figuring out after this to figure out what it is. If the static gets really bad again, I've got the headphones on, so hopefully I can hear it and you guys won't have to deal with it too much, but I apologize in advance for the pain you will be feeling throughout this.
Technical difficulties episode.
Yeah, it's definitely the episode riddled technical difficulties. How about some Star Trek news? No, there will be no new series. Yay. At least not that I know of. In celebration of Star Trek's 50th anniversary, the United States Postal Service will be releasing a Star Trek-themed stamp series. Yay,
I would say
stamps.
I'm excited, but I don't give a shit about stamps, so.
Yeah, who uses stamps?
Old people.
Old people.
Old people collect stamps.
All those guys deployed are going to have all sorts of Star Trek stamps all over their fucking bags of cookies and shit that they're getting.
Yeah, they're not going to care.
No, they're not. No. Nobody really gives a shit about stamps. Nobody cares about stamps. That's
children,
like a,
children like stamps.
They like to lick stamps.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit about the stamps themselves.
Yeah.
And you actually you don't even need to lick them anymore.
Yeah,
that's
just
true.
Peel
that's
and
true.
Stick.
You can ask for stamps at the post office all you want. I'm not saying nothing that might mean, you know, you're using an outdated technology.
I'm going to buy stamps, and I'm only buying it to stick it on the wall right behind us. There's just going to be one Star Trek stamp somewhere in the background of the show.
Yeah, if you stick it to the wall, you're paying to get the wall fixed.
I am definitely going to bring in my Star Trek paraphernalia then.
Okay.
Why haven't you done so already?
I keep forgetting.
If you are a fan...
It's so big, I keep forgetting.
If you are a fan of the sci-fi show The Expanse, good news. It has been renewed for 13 episode second season.
Yay! It's
unfortunately, good. You have to wait till 2017 to get it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
They're Doctor Whoing the fuck out of you.
Or no, more, really they're more though. Sherlocking it than anything.
It is really good. I will say. I like their, it's like a new spin on sci-fi where it's kind of some of the nitty gritty part, the underworld part of what the future could be. I like it.
So there's a new Sherlock episode out, right?
Yeah, I
the
don't.
The Christmas special?
I don't really care that much.
All right.
Like, I'll see it eventually, but...
I'll still watch it.
I've gotten so, like... I don't even know what the right word is. Like
disconnected.
Disconnected, what? Just like.
What show is Face Off?
Wait, what?
Ava mentioned Face Off is doing a Warcraft episode.
I have
oh,
no
it's
idea what Face Off.
Oh,
the makeup. Yeah, the makeup.
Oh, got it. Okay.
No, usually when I hear Face Off, I think of the movie.
Nick Cage, John Travolta. Yeah, I was like, yeah, Nick Cage, John Travolta. No, I'm so what I'm absolutely spacing on the fucking word I'm looking for. It's when you just. You've wanted something and
jaded.
It just keeps... Yeah, I guess I'm jaded towards Moffat in general with the super letdown season of Doctor Who that the last one was. I haven't even watched this one because I've just been told it's worse. And then not only that, we waited like 2 years in between seasons to just be let down. And then, you know, Sherlock, it's like, okay, we'll make a season. We're going to call it a season, but we'll put out like 3 episodes every like 4 years or something.
It's based off of the... It's not based off of America's screening. It's based off of English TV screenings.
You need to face the mic, though.
And their schedules.
Like, Ish, did you watch Doctor Who this season? Because I'm curious, because like I've heard the exact opposite of what Dan heard. Dan heard it was terrible. I heard it was actually a really good season. I'm just curious to hear from someone else.
It's going to take 7 seconds.
I know.
Yeah, it's going to take a while.
So we'll continue.
So, no, he hasn't watched it.
Okay. I mean, I can't blame him. I wouldn't
we're
have
gonna go into,
season,
we're going to go into games now.
Oh, by the way, I want to mention that I'm excited for, Dan will be excited for, that there's word that Ancient Aliens Season 10 is coming out this year.
Oh, hot poop on a biscuit.
Woo! Sundays are going to be fun.
They're going to do their 15th episode on pyramids.
Yes.
Oh, and
maybe that dude will finally get abducted.
Aztec.
Oh, and apparently, from what I've heard, I have to do research on this, that Giorgio Tuscalos is doing a convention somewhere in California this year.
Oh, God.
I don't know if I want to be that close to that much spray tan and hair gel.
Yeah.
Also, he may be getting abducted slowly, and I don't want to be accidentally dragged up when they finally
figure
out
their own slowly making its way towards space.
So let's go into games. Before we get into this, 4 out of 5 members of Geek Lord Radio do not believe that competitive gaming is a sport. That is known. Everybody knows this. We have no need to discuss this.
It's a sport.
No, it's not. Okay, Activision Blizzard has officially...
Doesn't mean it's not fun to watch. Just saying, anyways.
Activision Blizzard has officially purchased the rights to MLG. They say their plans are to make it the ESPN of gaming.
It's not even the rights. They bought all their assets, too.
Activision bought MLG.
Everything.
Wait, so they bought all the Doritos, Mountain Dew, and Air Horns?
Probably, yeah.
No, those are the fans' belongings.
Yeah.
The fans' belongings.
They bring those.
All right, so that's a thing.
I swear to God, Tesla Storm is literally just echoing everything you say, Steph. Everything.
Before she hears it.
Yeah.
She might as well, because it's like, I agree with what she says.
Yeah, no, it's not a sport. And neither is chess.
Yeah. We're also not getting into this.
Yeah. Pre-orders for the Oculus Rift started today. It will cost you a mere $599.
So I actually contemplated getting one originally I'd heard that they were going to be like $350. I'm like, that's kind of reasonable. Like, I might, maybe like in a couple weeks, I might actually pre-purchase one. I'll fucking wait till I get a couple paychecks under my belt. Then I saw it was $600. I'm like, nope.
No, it will come with an X-Bone controller, Eve Valkyrie, and Lucky's Tale. So you take $175 off of that price. So you're looking at $425 or so for the console itself.
Yeah. I mean, Eve Valkyrie I want to play. I don't fucking know anything about that other game.
Yeah,
I know a game that I want to make for...
And I can play Skyrim on it.
You want to make Bloodborne for it, we know.
No, I don't.
No?
I want to make the Helen Keller experience.
Look, I'll give you a blindfold.
So don't hit the
power blindfold and earmuffs.
So don't hit the power button on it.
Put earmuffs on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Helen Keller experience for Oculus Rift. I'm down.
And Ish, we are not going into this. Hold on to your butts, because on January 14th, the game of the year releases. It's called Pocket Mortys, a Rick and Morty mobile game.
Hold on to your butts.
For some released footage, you will play Rick, and your task is to capture Mortys and train them and battle them against other Morty trainers.
That's awesome.
They made Pokemon with Rick and Morty.
I'm pretty sure the sprite looks like Tiny Rick, by the way.
It probably is Tiny Rick.
Tiny Rick.
Yes, it's... I'm excited.
Yeah.
I heard about this today, so... Let's go
I know
into
what I'll be doing January 14th.
Playing Diablo, actually, because the new season 5 starts January 14th.
I'm holding back because I'm not going to talk about it, but just reading the comments about the esports thing.
Nope, stop mentioning it. Stop validating them.
It's just making me stew. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
I will stab you with your own toothpick.
Steph will hear an earful of this when we're off the air. Sorry, guys.
No, she won't. I will get the fire hose out, and I will end this shit.
I'm not feeling it.
Why isn't Matt drinking from it right now?
new Nintendo.
Because I didn't find the marble in the oatmeal. That's why.
New Nintendo NX details have been leaked.
Eh.
According to the leak, we should hear the concept of the system in March. The actual system will be unveiled in June, and the system should be released this year in October-November timeframe, just in time for the holidays. So,
eh.
They leaked a timeline? Nintendo put out a timeline.
Well, from what I read was that they use a private security firm to, I guess, like take care of all their assets or whatever, and I guess they're the ones responsible for the quote-unquote leak.
Huh.
Yeah, okay. They don't know what the NX is. Like, there's been talk of it maybe being like a cross, like a console that you can also take mobile. It's definitely not a mobile. They've said it's definitely not a mobile system.
They said it's definitely not another Wii U either.
And it's not like a Shield.
No.
What do you mean?
Like the NVIDIA Shield. It's not like where you can take your computer games.
That would be mobile.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, but it's not technically mobile, but it's.
It's not meant to be exclusively played as a mobile device,
gotcha.
Is what they've said. Now that leaves a lot of room for interpretation because it's like
though.
Maybe you could use it as that, but it's not that it necessarily. I mean, the way I'm kind of seeing it is like maybe it is something that looks like a 3DS or something slightly bigger or whatever that has an HDMI port on it that you can plug in and use as a console.
Find out in March.
We don't know. Probably E3 time frame, I imagine they'll do
June,
a Nintendo Direct.
E3's in June, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe they'll do
it. So, yeah, that'll be
But I think
that
they are, yes, they're planning to come out with it this year.
Yeah.
So if
I
they
just,
wow me, maybe I'll buy one.
That.
I don't know.
These are going to be two things that I think it's going to be, I think it's going to have a very backwards compatible thing, kind of like a,
I just realized every single person who's spoken about this is wrong. I know exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be a cell phone. It's going to be a cell phone designed around Pokemon Go.
No.
Oh, speaking of cell phones.
Does Nintendo want to make all the money in the world? Because if they release a Pokemon Go Edition cell phone that runs Pokemon Go perfectly when it comes out,
but
do you know what everyone's buying?
If it's
the Pokemon Go cell phone.
They have those. They're called Pokedexes.
But if they have, like, a wearable, that's not technically I mean, it's mobile, but it's more.
They are
like,
coming out with a wearable with
like,
Pokemon Go.
You could be like, here's my watch.
Don't you need
I got
watch
a Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Yeah, you need it.
But see, there's enough Nintendo fans that don't care about Pokemon. I don't think Nintendo wants to alienate those people. They would work
That's
it
true.
Into something. Like, yeah. Take Stefan, for example. Me, to a degree. Like, I care about Pokemon, but
You're
not nearly as much as you guys do.
You're dead
yeah,
to me.
Same way.
And, like, Pokemon's cool. I like it. Like, that would be a cool thing, but I don't know if I would go out and throw my money at them for it.
All right, we're moving along just because there's a lot more stuff we got to go through. And
yeah, there is.
I got
I
more.
Don't even know
I got
I,
more work I, to do, so. Oh god damn it. I even feel sad reading this. Surprise, surprise, we have more Star Wars news.
Yay.
Force Awakens has now stripped Avatar of its record for highest grossing film in domestic sales. You know what? I'm okay with that because I was very like mediocre. I thought Force Awakens was very mediocre, but I fucking hated Avatar.
Well, there's
I fucking loathed Avatar.
Two quick caveats to that though. It still doesn't have the top place when adjusted for inflation because that's still Gone with the Wind. Although Star
Nothing
Wars.
Nothing will ever beat Gone with the Wind when adjusted for inflation.
Although Star Wars A New Hope is actually still number two on that list. And it also. I don't think they're expecting it to beat Avatar in total worldwide sales. But that being said, China hasn't gotten their hands on Star Wars yet. So that could change. But they're
yes.
not expecting it to.
Either way, it's it beat out Avatar. Fuck Avatar. That movie sucked. Star Wars Monopoly will be getting an update that will add Rey to the game.
Yeah, because people lost their understandably so, but I think that like people lost their shit because the only like Force Awakens character Kylo Ren might have been in it, but like one of the pieces was Finn, and Finn's not the main character of Episode 7.
They also lost their shit because they put out a freaking Finn in the Star Wars Black Series edition.
He's one of the main characters. Sorry, he's one of the main characters. He's not like. They portray him to be the main character, and he's not the main character.
I don't know who's the main character in that movie. I'm
going
to go with Orange Yoda.
There's a few of them.
Orange Yoda was the main character.
I guarantee in that pack that they had of like all six characters and two of them, I think one was like a TIE fighter pilot and one was like a stormtrooper, like unnamed characters. Is that what you're talking about?
No, we're talking about Monopoly.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the. I thought you were talking about the action figures.
No, we're talking about Monopoly.
No, Monopoly.
When I said Star Wars Monopoly, we'll be getting an update.
They left Rey out of it, and so now they're going to add her in when they do another edition of it.
The original Boba Fett voice actor, Jason Wingreen, is that how you say his name? I imagine it's probably literally phonetic. He passed away at the age of 95.
Yep.
If you want to put a face to the name, he was in the film Airplane and played Dr. Brody of the Mayo Clinic.
He's no good to me dead.
If you haven't seen Airplane...
I've seen it.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Awful.
What?
We're not going into it. We're not going into it. Just be happy she's seen it. Stop watching or listening to this podcast if you haven't seen Airplane and go watch it now. Yeah.
Okay, imagine a time where they wanted to say everything that would offend everyone possibly and
that
then
was Blazing
they thought
Saddles.
It was hilarious. And
have you seen Blazing
awful.
Saddles?
Blazing Saddles is amazing.
Yes.
Airplane is awful.
Airplane's a different kind of comedy, but it's just as important and still pretty funny.
Dumb. It's retarded.
We're not going into this because this is going to get to fisticuffs real fast. do we have to do this portion? Batman v Stupid
See, I'm guessing,
News?
I'm guessing that Frank actually likes Airplane.
Yes.
Based upon that comment.
He loves it.
The beard.
How about some Batman versus Superman news?
No.
Looks like DC is getting desperate with marketing. It appears DC has partnered with General Mills to release Batman and Superman themed cereals. They're expecting to hit store shelves by the end of the week. I shouldn't have to tell you that the cereals will be shaped to represent each superhero's respective logo.
Of course.
If you're curious about the flavors, Batman's will be chocolate butt strawberries, and Superman will be camel crunch flavor. Oh, caramel crunch.
Will Aquaman be fish flavored?
God, I hope so. This is
Flinch.
What?
It comes
Flinch.
With the, it comes with these little marshmallows
fish.
Inside
oh,
of my
fish.
Cereal that look like garbage bags and shit.
It's not like,
no, it's that's scary. It's pictures of Aquaman and then his number one nemesis, six pack rings from like soda six packs.
I'm pretty
just
sure
him stuck.
Aquaman's like, oh no, it's my arch nemesis, the Sahara Desert.
Oh my god, this just keeps getting worse. Michael Bay has been confirmed that he will direct the fifth Transformers movie.
Didn't they already have five movies?
Yeah, he's going to put that train wreck right back on the rails.
Do those still make money?
Actually, I think they make
they
quite
make
a bit
a
of money.
Fuck ton of money.
Why?
Because stupid
because
people
China.
Watch them.
No, I'm not kidding. China, well, actually, U.S. does it too.
Just release them in China.
Because kids like shit like that. I don't know.
I'm sorry,
I love
but
terrible. Transformers, but these movies are where the
they were
they got
insulting.
Started to get painful. They
were
really
there,
good. The first one was really good. And the
were there
rest
were there
painful.
Were there any movies that you guys liked as a kid that were like all spectacle and had no substance to it?
Yes,
I'm
sure there were.
Mystery Men.
The first Transformers movie was Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, I was thinking back to like big,
I didn't mind the first
big spectacle
movie. The
action movies that
I
saw
really
as a kid, and the first one possibly in mind is Terminator 2. But the two things to that was one, it wasn't meant for me, and I shouldn't have been watching it because at the age I saw it, I was way too young. And two, that movie actually had some thought to it. Transformers has zero.
Jurassic Park, the first one, if you really think about it, like I love the movie. Don't get me wrong, but it was like it was kind of just like let's see what we could do with dinosaurs. Like, they did a really good job of it, but...
I'm going to go on a little bit of a tangent real quick. So I did watch a new TV series this year as well, because you said Jurassic Park.
Rick and Morty?
No, that was good, too. It made me... It ruined Alan from Jurassic Park, that actor.
Alan Grant,
yeah.
That is his actual name now?
No,
we've decided.
Sam Neill, something
Sam
like that?
Sam Neill.
No, it's Alan Grant.
Okay,
Alan
well
Grant.
Now, I've been Alan watching on Netflix. Highly recommend it if you like gangster shows. Really good. Peaky Blinders. And
nope.
He plays,
out.
He plays a super shitty, corrupt, like, Irish cop, and he just does horrible shit, and he's so unlikable that I cannot watch. I tried to watch. I'm like, oh, let's see what he looks like when he's younger. He looks so much older, and I just, like, got angry looking at him as Alan Grant. I was like, God damn it, he's such a good actor.
He made
me hate him.
You know who does that to me? Like, probably one of the main reasons I did not... The first thing that I noticed about the first of the new Star Trek generations was Siler being Spock.
Because
he will always be Siler to me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, no, when's he going to cut someone's fucking head open? No, cut someone's head open.
That's like, you all seen Armageddon, right?
Yep.
Remember the guy on the ship who had the sun and he gave him the little tiny little spaceship rocket?
Yeah.
And he's like all nice and everything. He's like the nicest guy in the world. I was like, oh, that guy. I'm like, I was watching The Postman. I'm like, oh, he's in The Postman. I'm like, this guy is fucking evil.
So
Jesus
evil.
Christ.
Also, I like that movie. Nobody else seems to.
What movie?
Postman.
Postman's great.
I like Postman.
I don't think I've seen Postman.
It's good.
Yeah. Good. Avani or Ava, I don't know what I'm supposed to call you at this point anymore because your name's not that.
Especially when you make statements like that.
Yeah, we don't recognize that as a movie.
That's not a movie.
Have you seen Mario Brothers?
No.
I'm okay with that. Are we all okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we doing a tech section at all? Because I have something that's going to make you all cringe.
Well,
I didn't throw anything in for it.
There's nothing in for it, which is why we're kind of just killing time because we got about 10 minutes all right. before. Like,
so I got one.
So let's go into tech.
I got one for all of your horned rim hipster people. Kodak is re-releasing the Super 8 camera with digital features.
Oh, no.
What?
The big handheld.
No,
Super
I know what
camera.
A Super 8 camera is. How do you have digital features on a reel-to-reel?
Basically, you're going to be able to take a reel-to-reel, so it's still...
Well, it's not reel-to-reel, is it? Is Super 8 reel-to-reel?
It's actually a tape. But they're going to be able to record stuff.
No.
I can't remember. No, it I'm pretty
is.
Sure
no, I think
Super 8 was,
is real.
It's real, yeah it's real. Yeah.
Which means they're going to be able to take reel-to-reel and download it somehow directly to, directly online.
You know what's funny, though? Still not as bad an idea as the Instagram camera.
I actually saw one of those at Disneyland.
Wait, seriously?
What? Yeah, last time I was at Disneyland, I saw the Instagram camera.
So someone so Instagram made a camera that's square, that looks like their logo. It's this awful, in a world where cameras are getting tiny and awesome, this thing is huge, and it's just a square
it's
with
fucking
the logo
horrific.
On it, and it automatically uploads your picture to Instagram. That's all it does. All it does, you take a picture to Instagram.
You know what I'm not a fan of, by the way?
Instagram? Because I hate Instagram.
No. It kind of goes on the whole...
I don't have too much beef with Instagram. That's terrible.
It goes on the whole tech thing. Dan doesn't know because he doesn't use the Facebook app. But in the last upload that they had, say I were to take a picture of my fucking dick, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's straight up...
Why are you putting
it has
that to
access
Facebook?
To my... Since it has access to your pictures, it says, hey, just hit this button right now and we'll post all the pictures that you posted today directly to Facebook. Just like that.
Ah.
That turned out real bad for us.
Can you imagine
the Instagram camera is in fact a cell phone without any usefulness?
I'm just saying, can you imagine taking some terrible pictures or downloading pictures off the internet? All of a sudden you're browsing through and you accidentally hit the download all last pictures that you saved directly onto Facebook.
I've accidentally loaded a picture on Facebook by pocketing loading, and I was thinking God, that could have gone so horribly wrong.
Yeah,
so apparently it didn't go horribly wrong.
No, I mean, it removed it immediately. It was just blurry.
Fun fact, odds are the default settings on that will make it a private album on Facebook.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
It's based directly how you are. So
that's
say I were to take a picture of you right now, as soon as I open up the Facebook app, it says, press this button right here to instantly post it to Facebook.
Wow.
That's awful.
That's super
fucked. What I want to know is I want to hear from the people that post or share videos from porn sites to Facebook.
I have always been curious about the...
I'm sure there's a Tumblr for that, by the way.
People who share those videos to Facebook.
Yeah.
Have you ever, on RedTube, underneath the video, it's embed this video, like it on Facebook, share it on Facebook. Why? Why?
I'm sorry, Dan. I have no idea what you're talking about. One bit.
You're a fucking liar.
I don't know.
You fucking liar.
Just kidding. Porn's great.
Porn
RedTube,
is like...
RedTube? Is that like you porn?
I'll put it this way. It's one of those things.
So, where YouPorn has, the hardcore sections and the BDSM sections and things like that,
mm-hmm.
RedTube specializes in the dark side of porn.
Oh.
And they have a lot of normal videos. It's actually a fairly decent site. But a lot of people I've talked to who go on that website are like, no, dude, I don't like RedTube because that shit's scary.
Well, I learned something new about the internet today.
Is it that RedTube exists?
RedTube, is that the opposite of Blue Waffle?
I don't think RedTube specifically.
No, it's just it seems that more of the fucked up videos end up on RedTube.
They're not like the Live Leak of porn. All porn sites have become
Live Leak. Live Leak is the Live Leak of porn.
Yeah, yeah, no, it totally.
I've always wanted to watch a chick getting railed out and then hit by a train in the same video.
Yeah.
Is that really what they have?
Have you not been on Live Leak? You know all those fucked up videos and GIFs that I post of people dying? That's all from Live Leak.
I want to see a chick that's got a horse penis in every fucking orifice, and right as she's coming,
no, that's on Tumblr.
Gets a kick to the face.
Live
from
Leak.
A horse. Yeah, no, it was the horse kicking.
You know, sometimes you just want to watch a dude, two dudes fucking Eiffel Towering a chick, and then tigers come in and eat the dudes. Yeah, that's the kind of shit that happens on Live Leak.
Yep.
I'm just trying to come up with the most fucked up situation.
I'm gonna have to go on Live Leak more just because now I know where you get your weird, your fucked up gifts from.
Live Leak's great.
By the way,
don't go to Live Leak, listeners, unless your soul is already dead. because it will not take long before your soul
is dead. Or
unless
Reddit tells you to go there, then you should absolutely go.
Never, ever listen to
Reddit. I imagine going to LiveLeak and looking at things that people talk, like the chat on there, is the equivalent of like going to chat roulette expecting something.
You
want to
make every
good.
Day better? Like every day get better? Every morning, just go watch 3 or 4 videos on LiveLeak as soon as you wake up, because no part of the rest of your day can be as bad as experiencing those videos.
And if they are, kill yourself.
We have
if
an email, by the way.
No, we don't.
Hold on,
you
gotta record it first and put it on LiveLeak.
I'm looking at it right now. It was sent 4 days ago.
What was?
I'm looking at it right now, too.
What? I'm excited. Be still our
this
hearts.
One? Oh.
It's been
because you had read it.
Holy crap.
Ooh.
Holy shit.
Hold on, before we get emails.
Holy crap.
It's a wall of text.
Navy SEALs.
CES is going on right now. Has anyone heard anything
about
coming out from CES?
I thought I heard something earlier, but I don't remember.
What is that?
We'll talk about CES when it's over next
week. Someone was talking about
what is it?
What was it? LG
Consumer Electronics Show.
It's like the tech side, like where E3 is for video games, CES is for tech.
I've been for a year. Dad and I went 1 year.
Yeah, I remember that.
They were someone was talking about like an 8K television that you could roll up and like stick in your back pocket.
What?
Dude, they've been talking about that shit for years.
But apparently they made one. I don't know.
They made cell phones that do the same thing and nobody used them.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, what was it, like 10 years ago? Out of Japan, they were like, disposable cell phones. And like, they're holding this like sheet and they're like, it bends. And like, you make a phone call and you throw it away afterwards. Like, why would you
do that? Oh, I have a good
burner phone. Like, burner phone.
Just go buy a burner phone. It's probably cheaper and better for the environment.
Speaking of phones, the ancient alien guy stumbled upon an old ancient alien cell phone.
Oh, God. This is
Stop giving me spoilers, all right? I am too sober for this. We're not going to make this kind of a show.
Sunday.
Yeah, so we'll be back with the CES crap next week, and I'll have stories about going to Florida. Oh, Florida. I mean, I'm going for a fun reason, but
Florida, what if...
Oh, I looked at the weather for my trip while I'm going to be there, and I was looking at it, and I was like, okay, cloudy, not too bad, 77, that's fine. The following day, 79, raining. I was like... Fuck.
It's
going to be a sauna.
Snake
was terrible.
That means nobody will be at Harry Potter Land.
Yay. And I'll be there sweating my nuts off.
Yep.
All right. So we've killed a lot of time talking because I'm not used to actually getting emails.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, you go ahead and read it. You have a much better reedy voice.
All right. You go to
Mike's
going to
read us an email.
Oh, damn.
This one from the Queen of Murlocs, the one who's in the channel right now. She says, guys, it's me. Seriously, though. Me, Adriana, Ava, the Queen of Murlocs. I'm sending an email. Okay. Now, last week, you guys were talking about trolls on the internet, and it motivated me to get my lazy fingers to actually type an email. Oh, thank God for that, because now we have a gigantic
trolls
wall.
Are good for something.
Yes. Yes, I'm listening to the show. Just typing is hard, bro. Anyway, back to my point. The other day, me and my brother, Booby. Yes, Booby. We're playing.
Get your arm away from the cable.
Oh, is it? Am I?
Every time you touch it, the waveform goes all fucky.
Yeah. Right. Stop it.
Cool. All right. Anyways. Playing a Steam game called Gary's Mod, and we play the shit out of a mode called Props and Hunters. The game is super cheap on Steam if you want to play it, and it's super freaking fun. The gist of it is that it's a game of hide and seek, except you hide as a prop. Example, trash can, bottle, toaster, plant, and the players that are hunters are supposed to find you and shoot you. By the way, I have played this, and it is kind of fun. Alright, so the other day we were playing and I accidentally spoke in-game while trying to figure out the buttons. I never speak in the game and I don't want to deal with the, oh my god, a girl, trolls. Surprise, surprise, the moment I speak I'm bombarded with a slew of insults, likely from a child. I teach elementary school, I know a child when I hear one. Basically, this child had a problem with my voice. He accused me of being a child, to go to bed, to go suck my mom's tits, and sleep. Yeah, you get all that? So normally, I would just leave the game, but something snapped at me. I wouldn't let this kid get away with it. I don't know why. Long story short, I gave him my own brand of trolling, Ava style. Bad puns and all. And I finally said, you're the part of the gaming community. You are the part of the gaming community everyone desperately avoids. Then he left. Awesome. Way to go. The best part, my brother recorded the whole thing. Video coming soon. Thanks for reading. And here's my question. Do you think the future of the gaming community will improve if people are made aware of their stupidity? No.
And,
no.
looking forward to more episodes as usual. So Gary's Mod is made by a dude named Gary. Who made Rust.
Yes.
That thing we talk about all the time.
Yeah.
I have played that mode you were talking about. It is fun. But man, Gary's Mod is kind of a train wreck.
So you're an inanimate object?
No. Sorry. We
Vaping is a hipster thing if you make it a hipster.
We have a question from the crowd. Most of you who hear our audio podcast or those of you watch know that I think pretty much all of us use electronic cigarettes. And I can't speak for Stephanie. I know Matt never smoked. But I was a 3-pack-a-day smoker. And this is way cheaper than 3 packs of cigarettes a day. So I go with the e-cigarette. That's pretty much the major reason why we smoked them is because we were
No.
Why would the question is your juice in it organic? No. No, it's not. Because it's all just artificially made chemicals.
Chemicals.
I have no idea if it's organic. I don't care if it's organic. I like chemicals. It's still probably going to give me cancer, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
Chemicals make everything taste better.
The only time I argue about e-cigarettes is when people tell me it's probably bad for me, and I tell them I didn't switch to be healthier.
Yeah.
I switched to save money.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it is. I've just read a huge article about a series of doctors came together, and they decided to test it on themselves. It's not FDA approved. It's obviously a private thing. But it's not good for your lungs. It's going to cause lung issues, like down the line, potentially, but not in a cancerous way like cigarettes do, because it's the ignition, like the fire and the burning of that is what
creates the carcinogens.
Yeah, the carcinogens, which causes cancer.
I like the reason why Dan smoked before a long time ago, what he told me. I'm like, Dan, why do you keep smoking if you can stop? And he's like, I can stop. It's just the fact is all the men in my family there die of lung cancer or testicular cancer, and I'm just trying to narrow down my options.
You see, what people don't understand about smokers is, we have a pretty good idea of what's going to kill us. You know, it could be a bus. It could be a random thing.
Could
or
be
eventually, I'm going to die of lung cancer.
Yeah.
And at least
or
it's
snakes.
Not some other kind of cancer. Like testicle cancer.
You're going to be found in a fucking shack with, like, rattlesnake bites all over you, and you've been dead for, like, days.
God, I can only hope so.
Yeah.
And if I'm found in a shack, it's going to be cobra bites or gaboon vipers.
Oh, but
or
it's
cobras
like,
and
like, gaboon like vipers. Some golden lanceheads.
It
or
keeps
monocle
me
cobra.
Calm. It,
yeah.
It relieves stress for me. I think that's mine's more of like oral fixation. Like if I'm stressed, I think a lot really fast. I totally have ADD.
Yeah,
for
Lady
a second,
Bits,
I you're talking about
it calms me down.
For a Lady second, Bits, Stephanie aside, most of us will probably die from that as well.
For a second, I thought you guys were talking
red meat related causes.
Oh, yeah,
I will never quit
meat.
Red meat.
Yeah, red meat's the best meat.
I actually don't eat that much red meat, so I'll live, but
no,
I'll
you've,
die.
No, you've had enough that it's still going
to
kill you.
No, at first when she was like, "Yeah, I usually," she's like, "I do that as a way to take away the stress." And I'm like, "What? Rattlesnake bites?"
No.
I was like, "Come here, little fella."
Dude, if rattlesnake, you know what? I bet you if I got bit by a rattlesnake, I would no longer be stressing about statistics class.
See, Lady Bits Forever has said he had two steaks today, and that...
Oh my God, I'm jealous of you.
That you're living the dream.
Holy shit, I'm jealous.
And what? Yeah, you're living the dream.
I'll probably get cardiac arrest
actually
from eating red meat because my mom eats, like, raw meat. It'll just be hereditary. It'll just happen.
Welcome
to
America.
America.
Actually, right, so. I think living the dream wouldn't be just two steaks, but using two steaks is like sandwich bread and then making a sandwich with said two steaks.
Oh, man. Oh, crap. Since we talked so long, we got another email.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Ishmish sends, Has anyone really been far as decided to use even go want to do look more like? You've got to be kidding me. I've been further even more decided to use even go need to do look more as anyone can. Can you really be far even as decided half as much to use go wish for that? That's a rough question.
Yes?
It's just caught the zap zap.
All I have to say is, yes, my lords, my job is nothing but to do a good but not a bad.
I enjoy the Metalocalypse reference.
What the fuck language was that? Like, that's what's going through my mind.
I struggled reading that. Like, that was awesome. That was beautiful. You know what? I'm trying to come up with a question.
Lady Bitch,
hi, Mercy.
White girl.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the end of the show.
I was going
to
say. Like
always
say,
is.
I was going to say, with an email like that, go into the mirror and smile. If you only get half a frown, you might be having a stroke.
What we might start doing, though, is that even with people that are logging in, I think a few of us are going to start Twitch streaming soon. So
I've been saying that for like 4 months, and I realized it's not going to happen.
Now that I have my computer built, I just have a couple
of you can Twitch stream Rust.
I actually
can see how paranoid we get.
What people need to see me play is Ori and the Blind and watch me slowly descend into madness as I play.
The reason you got called a white girl is because you just used the term "your ears can't even." That's a white girl thing.
Yeah, that's
whether
white
you're girly. A white girl or not, I don't know. You're probably a dude because you're on the internet, but that's a white girl sentence.
I had
from
can't
one
even
to white girl. You can't even. That's
yesterday.
The line.
I couldn't
yeah,
go to
poor
bed
Kiwi.
Because I couldn't even.
Because you couldn't.
There's your explanation.
Because you couldn't stop.
I couldn't even last night.
Pumpkin spice and Ugg boots.
It drove me fucking insane.
We are Geek Lord Radio. That's our names.
So for years, I have been listening to, I really like jazz, I used to sing jazz, I enjoy jazz, and There's a type of jazz that's like back in like the 50s, 60s that you hear in every fucking James Bond movie, and it's got like this noise, and it's like it's like the stupidest fucking noise, but you know when you hear it, and I'm like, what is that noise? And it for like months, every time I hear it, I'd be like, what the fuck is that? It's not a person. It's not an instrument. What is it? So last night,
do you have tinnitus?
I don't. Maybe that's what it was. I don't know. I definitely had a fucking earwig. I could not handle that shit. So last night I heard that sound, and I couldn't even anymore.
No. Sound? No.
No.
Is it whoa?
No. I finally figured out what the fuck it was because I was like, well,
was
I
it dubstep?
It's in bossa nova music. It's very common in some samba music. And I'm like, I don't know what it is. And so I reached out to all my musician friends. And then I remembered.
Oh, that's that fucking song you posted.
My friend Gus is from Brazil. And he totally knew what it was. And I was like, thank God. And now it's on my
Well, that's called an earworm, by the way.
You posted,
the thing that crawls into your ear, like you found
earworm.
A bug
you
in your ear.
You posted the song, you're like, what instrument is this? But the problem in bossa nova music is there's like 9 instruments going on at once. I don't fucking
And half of them don't actually make any sound. They're just there to confuse you.
I think I was pretty descriptive in saying that it sounded like a retarded zebra violin, because that's what it sounds like. But it actually looks nothing like
a didgeridoo. You're just Ned from South Park.
All right,
theremin.
Okay, we're done. Yeah. I'm gonna bring this shit show to a close.
Go Google it, and then you'll be like, yes, that is a retarded
violin. I don't even know how to spell it.
Zebra.
Yeah. Okay. Stop that.
Didrido.
We actually got emails this week, so I don't have to whore ourselves, but I'm still going to. If you want us to read an email on the show, even one as poorly written as what I read earlier.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking.
Shoot us an email. Our email address is geeklordradio@gmail.com. We're on the social medias. We actually have a pseudo Facebook presence at facebook.com/geeklordradio. I post up the show every week, and sometimes I'll say like, hey guys, we're recording tonight, but generally I forget it exists. Twitter and Instagram, I'm pretty sure we've been dead on those for like months. Hi, Sorrel Sue. Welcome in.
I did Twitter.
Tell your friends about the show. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune Marketplace, and geeklordradio.com, where you can find all our old episodes that don't show up in our RSS feed. Music on the podcast. Like I said, we are also an audio cast that goes every week. The music that is at the intro and outro is brought to you by Daniel Tidwell. He makes a lot of neat video game music with his guitar. That ought to just about do it for us.
We're out. We finished all our things.
We finished our things. Yeah, sorry, dude. From all of us here at Geek Lord Radio, this is...
Matt.
Stephanie.
Jared.
I don't even fucking know anymore. I can't even.
And I'm Dan.
So that'd make you Stephanie.
That's Giorgio Tuscalos.
My name is Dan. Wishing you a fantastic week. Thank you for letting us pleasure you. And don't forget to keep it geek.